Good morning to everybody this morning. Welcome to healing class. Today's a good day. Today is a good day.
Yes, it is.
Amen. We had a beautiful women's meeting yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We rejoiced in the Lord. We worshiped. We received. We prayed. God orchestrated everything. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. So I'm looking for that to just continue. Sweet presence of the Lord being here this morning. And I want to see miracles. I want to see healings and have those testimonies how God has healed your bodies.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen. Let's open with prayer, okay?
Okay.
Lord, we love you. Jesus, you are good. You are good. Lord, you are so good. Jesus, how we're thankful, Lord, for that you have called us. You've called us, O Lord, not only to this church, but you have called us to serve you, Lord. You have called us that we can enter into relationship with you, Lord, and we can receive of you.
Yes.
All that you have for us, Lord, that is written in your word,
hallelujah,
it's ours to receive.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are a healer. You went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And I expect that today.
Yes.
I expect it, Lord. I expect it, Jesus. There's an expectancy within us, Lord, that we are going to receive,
yes,
and, Lord, take it out and give it unto others.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. As we settle in, Lord Jesus, I pray minds be open and attuned,
yes,
and hearts be open to receive.
Yes.
And, Lord, make this simple. Jesus, your word is simple for us to receive.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. And we love you.
We love you.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus'
I thank
name.
You.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What an awesome day.
Yes.
I want to tell you, I have a testimony already this morning.
Praise God.
Already this morning. I did not sleep last night. And I had horrible dreams, and it was an attack is what it was.
Amen.
And so I was up during the night. I was up during the night praying and just, Satan, you're not going to have this mind. You're not going to take this mind, and you're not going to steal this message today.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
That's right. Amen.
And
that's
so
right.
there was driving even here this morning, extremely, extremely tired. But I said, I'm healed. I am healed, and I received my healing. And I can't tell you, right now, I feel like a million bucks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
God has touched my body.
Praise
There were a couple that prayed for me. Thank you. My husband prayed for me this morning. I had a couple pray for me here this morning, but I feel really good.
Praise
so
God.
God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Is he faithful?
Oh,
he is faithful. His word is true. It cannot be changed.
That's right.
It's unchangeable.
Yes.
As he is.
Hallelujah.
So amen. What we're going to do this morning, I'm sure that you understand what, when we say types and shadows,
yeah,
you know, examples, patterns,
mm-hmm,
things like this. Jesus taught in parables. He gave us a natural experience so that we could understand the spirit meaning behind it on how we can receive from him. You know, the sower went out to sow, and he went on to explain the seed is the word.
Amen.
You know, so there's many instances in that all through the Old Testament that we can take and we can receive. Sounds like somebody's having fun out there. But we can take that and we can receive what the Lord is really telling us, you know, in his word. So, for an example, when God called Moses up into the mountain, he said, I'm going to give you a pattern to build a tabernacle and make it according to the pattern, because everything in that place of worship, it all pointed to Jesus. Everything pointed to Jesus. He fulfilled every single area in that temporary structure. It wasn't permanent. It was a temporary structure, but it was a place of worship. The sacrifices were brought in. It was a place where God could, where people could worship God, but also it was a place where his power and his presence would be seen with his people.
Yeah.
And so that was that tabernacle that was in the wilderness. Let me tell you the name of this first before I go any farther.
Amen.
The name of this is You Need a Carpenter. Okay? And you'll see later. But you need a carpenter. We have a carpenter. But as we keep going, you know, we see that, you know, later on, you know, David brought that ark back into Jerusalem and he rejoiced because, wow, we've got the worship. We can worship God. Everything is here. The power and the presence of God is in this place. And he rejoiced and he danced. But Solomon built a temple. And it was a beautiful place, a beautiful edifice. Probably there's not been anything like it. It was completely gold and cedar, and it was the most beautiful place on earth at that time. Maybe even ever since then, there's never been another one like it. So God dwelt in these natural places in the earth, right? He dwelt in that tabernacle. His power and presence could be seen. He dwelt in that temple of Solomon. His power and his presence could be seen. But who are we? We are the temple.
That's right.
Of the living God.
Amen.
If we look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You are fine. You are fine. For 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" We are the temple of God. Jesus has come to dwell within us. His power and his presence is seen within us, just like his power and his presence was seen within that temporary tabernacle and that temple of Solomon. So his power and his presence lives within us. I want to talk about the temple and what happens with this temple right here, this body of flesh. When we might fall into disrepair, what are we going to do? We're going to call a carpenter, right? When something happens and your body's just not working the way it should, it's not the way God created it, something's went awry, call a carpenter. And we know who our carpenter
the
is,
carpenter.
Right?
Yes.
We
Amen.
Call the carpenter.
That's right.
Mark 6:3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary? And they went on to name, of course, his brothers and his sisters. But is not this the carpenter? Now, what a carpenter does, he's a builder. He's built us up. He's a craftsman. He's a master craftsman. He's a planner and he's an author. He's the author of our salvation. And when you even look at it, it says he has begotten us. We are born again, begotten of holy seed, incorruptible seed. He is our carpenter that has built us up, and he dwells within this temple. And it's marvelous. It's marvelous if you stop and think about it. People had to earn something like this in the past. They had to earn, we're going to make sure that we do all the sacrifices right, and that so that the power and presence of God will not leave us. Grace says, I'm coming to dwell within you. And so our temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. As a temple was made brick by brick, we are made cell by cell. And he builds on us. He builds within us. And he knows every cell of your body. He knows every cell of your being. He knows how to fix it because he made it. So where I want to go with this, I want to go back to 2 Kings. And there's a story back there, and remember we had talked about types and shadows and examples that God uses, and we can receive a spiritual meaning from it. So 2 Kings chapter 22 is where we're going to go. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. So in 2 Kings chapter 22, there's a story about a king. His name is Josiah. And just a little bit of history, remember that Israel ended up in a divided kingdom. There was a southern kingdom and a northern kingdom. Well, this northern kingdom called Israel had already been taken into Syrian bondage. So they were not there any longer. But King Josiah was the king of Judah, that southern kingdom where Jerusalem is the capital. And that's where Solomon's temple was. Well, when we look at what happened here, King Josiah, it says that he was a good king. He followed in the way of his father David. He didn't turn aside to the right or to the left. But where I want to go is I want to start in verse 3 and read through to verse 7. It says, now it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan the scribe, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may count the money which has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have gathered from the people. Let them deliver it into the hand of those doing the work, who are the overseers of the house of the Lord. Let them give it to those who are in the house of the Lord doing the work to repair the damages of the house, to carpenters and builders and masons, to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. However, there need be no accounting made with them of the money delivered into their hand, because they deal faithfully. These carpenters were faithful to come and do the work to restore that temple of Solomon, because it had fallen because of just idol worship and many years of not taking care of it. It had fallen into disrepair. But they called in the carpenters. They took the collection from the people. They gave the money to the carpenters. And they said, we're not going to hold them and just watch over them, because they're faithful. They deal faithfully.
Yeah.
They were trustworthy. They were true. And as we're going to see, our carpenter, we can trust. He is faithful. He is true. And there's no accounting need. We can't buy anything. The price has been paid in full.
That's right.
Everything has been paid in full.
Amen.
Jesus
God.
Paid
Praise
the price in his own physical body. He shed his blood. And it was the most wonderful price that he could have paid, because he took our place. That now we can receive not only salvation, but with all that salvation, what comes? We have our healing. We have healing. We have prosperity. We have peace.
Yes.
He gives us a peaceful state of mind. And he takes care of us. We have fellowship with him. But something happened back in those days. The temple fell into disrepair. And sometimes what happens in our bodies, we might fall into a little bit of disrepair. And that's what happened to me last night. I mean, I could feel it. I could feel infection was just brewing. It was just brewing. And I could feel something's not right here. Something's happening. And I knew it was an attack of the enemy. I knew it. Mm-hmm. But I stood. I said, you are defeated. I am healed. And I received my healing.
Amen.
I received my healing.
Amen.
I will not be denied. I'm coming to church.
That's
and
right.
I'm gonna have
right.
healing school, Sonny, and it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
So I just made a proclamation.
Praise
Devil,
God.
You cannot win.
That's right.
We are the redeemed of
Amen.
The Lord.
That's right.
And these
Amen.
Temples are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
That's
he
right.
lives within us. So when something happens and they start you start feeling something, that's not right. Something doesn't feel right. Call on your carpenter.
Yeah.
You need a carpenter. Call the carpenter. They dealt faithfully. He deals faithfully. He is faithful and true. Across his chest in Revelation, it says he had that
banner.
Thank you. Faithful and true. He is faithful and he is true. And what he said, call on me.
Amen.
We can call him. But I want to keep going with this just a little bit, because there's a little bit more to this story. What happens when after these carpenters had come in, they had the Levites that, you know, of course, were the priesthood, and they supervised all of this, but they had the singers. They were rejoicing. They were singing when all of this was taking place. I want to tell you, when something starts happening within you, give God some praise.
That's right.
Give him
That's
some praise.
Right.
Give him some thanksgiving.
Yes.
Say, I am the healed of the Lord. Let him give you a song. He'll give you a song in the night. How many has ever woke up with a song in the morning? I have.
Yeah.
I've woke up with a song in the morning that says, thank you, Lord, because I know he gave that to me.
Yeah.
And so give him some praise. Just be thankful because he's faithful.
Praise God.
And we don't have to get into fear. We don't have to worry, well, he's not going to do things right.
Yes.
No, he understands this building, this temple.
Right.
And he will heal you because his word says it's already done.
It's already done.
It's already done. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So they were trustworthy. These carpenters were trustworthy, and they did a good job. They did. But where I want to go is a little bit farther now. Let's go back to chapter 22. You can see a repeat of this, like another, it's the same story, but it's repeated in 2 Chronicles 34. But we're going to stay right here in chapter 22 of 2 Kings. If we start in verse 8, we're going to go from 8 to 11. It says, then Hilkiah, the priest, the high priest, said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan and he read it. So Shaphan the scribe went to the king, bringing the king word, saying, your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hands of those who do the work, who oversee the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his clothes. There was such a grief within him because this book of the law, this truth of God's word, had been hidden. They hadn't had it. Somehow or other, it had gotten maybe buried under some other scrolls. Who knows what had happened? But while they're working on this temple, while they're giving praise to God, while they're, you know, searching and saying, Lord, you're my healer. Jesus, you heal this temple. Something can happen. They received truth that they thought was lost, and we can receive truth.
Right.
All of a sudden, something starts happening and say, wow, Lord, I never saw your word like that before. I have not claimed this for myself. This is truth. By your stripes, I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we might get so consumed with, you know, something has transpired in my body, and Lord, where are you? Where are you? But grab hold of the truth. Grab hold of the truth. Bring it out. Repent if you have to. That's what the king did. He repented. When he tore his clothes, he was in such grief and sorrow because this had been missing. So there was a repentance. And so it's like, Lord, I'm sorry that I have not been living according to your word. Just repent. You don't have to get saved all over again. You know? You just receive grace. But the truth of his word, Pastor Mike.
Joanne, could you share what repentance is?
Repentance is really, it's a turning around. It's a turning away from the way that you've been living and returning back to God. But it really is, repentance just means making a turnaround. And it's like, I haven't been doing right or I haven't been serving you right. When you repent of your sin, Lord, I need you. You're my Savior. I need you. You paid the price for the forgiveness of my sin. I can't earn it. I can't do it. You're turning around from the way that you had been living and receiving the truth that is in God's word. Receiving the truth of everything that he's done for you. Receiving, yes, repenting of sin, but just repenting of, I'm turning away from the way I've been living.
That's right.
I haven't been living right, Lord. I haven't been seeking you like I know that I need you. I mean, he loves us. Grace says, I love you. You're my children, and his love is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
But when we really want to receive something, don't hide the truth. Well, that's for then. That's not for now. No, his word has provided everything that we need. Everything we need.
Yes. Amen.
He is our healer.
Amen.
He's our carpenter. And when we call upon him, we know we can take it to the bank. He's not going to turn away from us. He's not going to turn aside and say, well, you didn't read enough. You know, you had a bad thought. There's all these things that can go through our minds. You know, you weren't exactly acting very nice when you were talking with that person over there. It's not according to that. His grace is sufficient for everything. Thank God, because who of us is perfect? None but Jesus. Amen. None but Jesus. But he has come to dwell within this temple. He lives within this temple.
Mm-hmm.
And his desire is for me to grasp a hold of the word that had been lost. I can tell you many times I said, I never seen grace like this. Mm-hmm. That word was lost to me. I tried to earn it. I tried to say many times, Lord, I don't know when you're going to be able to use me because I keep having these horrible thoughts. I just keep, you know, I don't feel like I have any joy, blah, blah, blah. We go on, we self-condemn. I was a master of it. I really was. I was a master of that because religion tells you, you better play the part and you better do it right.
Mm-hmm.
But grace, his unconditional love, when you can say, well, Lord, I didn't see it. That part of the book was lost to me, but I found the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose to walk in it. I'm going to walk in that truth. Amen.
Amen.
Has anyone ever had an experience like that to where you really didn't understand maybe grace? I'm still learning grace because it's so deep. It's so deep,
right.
And it's so high and it's so wide. But I'm learning grace every day, learning how to walk in grace, learning how to grow in grace, learning how to receive the unconditional love of God
mm-hmm.
in grace, that he did this for me because he loves me.
Yes.
He loves me.
Yes.
He loves you.
Yes, he does. Yes,
his
he does.
Love is so unconditional.
Amen.
I might have a bad thought. I might let something enter in. But you know, when you repent and you turn from that and you say, Jesus, I'm going to make a turnaround here. I'm making a turnaround. I choose to serve your word or to receive your word and serve you in the fullness of what your word has for me. Because these temples, sometimes they do fall into disrepair. And when they do, you need a carpenter.
Amen.
Right? You need a carpenter.
Amen.
Give him a call.
Yeah.
His phone is never busy.
Mm-hmm.
Never busy. He doesn't have working hours. Call back during regular business hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never get a busy signal. He never says, well, I'm sorry, I got to put you on the waiting list. Call him anytime, day or night. He's always there. And you can always know that he is going to answer when you call.
Mm-hmm.
He will answer when you call. Because he's right here. He's right here within you.
Amen.
That's where he lives, right here. And he wants these temples healed. Because he paid a great price for that.
Yes, he did.
By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes. He took a great price in his body. He took you know, much pain and sorrow and grief
mm-hmm.
within his body.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can be healed, so that we don't have to go through all of this stuff and we think there's no hope. No, find that truth that's been hidden away and grab it. And what King Josiah did, he read it. He had that word read, that lost book. Some think it was maybe the book of Deuteronomy. It was not maybe the whole entire book of Moses' law, but it was maybe the book of Deuteronomy, but it had been lost. And so he had it read. Take it and read it over yourself.
That's
recite
right.
it
That's
over
right.
yourself. Let those words ring out. Let the enemy hear those words.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do that last night. I had to say, I'm healed. I am healed. Pastor Mike.
How did you do it?
I stood at, just like what I was saying, I am healed because Jesus paid the price for me. He lives within me, and I know healing is mine, and I receive it. When you look at Romans 10, by the confession of our mouth, you know, we, according to the confession of our mouth, salvation, we receive salvation because we confess. That's how easy it is to be saved. Well, when you confess that word of healing over you, whether it's a scripture or whether it's just a knowing that you are healed, confess it over you. It's just as easy to be healed as it is to be saved.
Praise God.
Amen.
It is.
That's right.
Because you speak it. Now, I can honestly say that when I first got saved, there were times I didn't feel saved.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't mean that I wasn't.
Right.
It did not mean that I wasn't. I felt sometimes like, wow, God, where are you? By faith, you receive that word that you know is true. And by faith, healing is yours. And you just, you confess those words of healing. Get a scripture. If you have a scripture, you know, whether it would be by his stripes I am healed. Whether it would be, you know, 1 Peter 2:24. You know, he who himself took our sins in his own body.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, on the cross, that we being dead to sins could live unto righteousness, in whose stripes we are healed, and receive it and say it. Mm-hmm. And who shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That's right.
Call on those things, say those things, write those things, say them over yourself, mm-hmm. speak them over mm-hmm. yourself,
mm-hmm.
and watch the word work, because the word works.
That's
it
right.
works.
That's right.
The word just works. Mm-hmm. The word is alive. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, right? It's alive and it's quick. And his word will do the work within you that needs to be done when there is a healing that you need. Because that's what we're talking about. This is healing school. I know there's people that go through stuff. It's like, Lord, when am I ever going to get past this one? You know, I've had this headache for days, you know, or I've had this physical malady for days within me. Continually take that word that you have found, that you know is true, and let him just quicken it, make it alive within you, and speak it over yourself. And say, this is God's word, I receive it. It's not lost to me anymore. This is mine. But recite it over yourself. Recite it every day, day and night if you have to. Psalm 141:3 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Speak the word. It's never going to get any better. I've been praying. How many times have you heard that? I hear that from other people. I've been praying forever and ever, and it hasn't happened yet. When is this going to happen? No. Speak his word. Set a guard over your lips. You see, sometimes our temples, we go through a lot of, you know, winter and storms. You know, Jesus said it's not going to be a perfect life here, but he says you're going to have tribulation in this world, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So we might go through some things to where we think, Lord, you know, this is a great trial I'm going through. And sometimes maybe that weight of all of that winter, that snow and that ice, and it's like you feel, where God are you? It begins to creep through the roof of your temple. And you just receive it. Your mind gets a little bit muddled.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, call on your carpenter. Call him. Call on Jesus. And he will come and he does the repairs and he's faithful. He is faithful. He will turn things around. He can turn things around in an instant. Has anyone ever had an instance to where you've went through something and you called upon the Lord, you had to walk through it, but you stood on the word? You stood on the word. I think every one of us have had that happen to us. We've had to stand on his word. We've had to recite his word. Lord, this is truth. I receive it. It may have been lost for a while. I might have gotten off into, you know, some crazy thinking, maybe. Stinking thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, I'm turning around. I'm repenting. I'm turning around and I'm coming back to your word. I will not lose this. I will not lose this. I'm going to speak your word and speak it over myself and see this healing manifest. It
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
I heard your testimony, Judy. You know, how after your surgery and how for so long and God
Six
gave
months.
You that beautiful dream. And said, before you go to the surgeon, I listened to that and I thought, that's awesome. Because you heard from God. He spoke and he healed your body.
Praise God. Praise God.
He healed your body. I think every one of us has probably had an instant like that, you know, at one time or another. But Psalm 103:14 says, for he knows our frame. He knows what I'm made of. I'm his temple. His framework, he formed me for his purpose, right? He remembers that we are dust. He knows how weak we can get, but he's strong. We are weak, but he is strong, right? Yes, Jesus loves me. He does love me. I'm your child, Lord. You know, I might be weak, but you are strong. And so I'm releasing you to do this work. Another one, Psalm 127:1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So just as that temple needed some repair in Josiah's day, we might need some fixing up once in a while. It's okay to admit that. I went through it all last night, and even driving here this morning, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I had to quote that word. I had to continually speak that word. I am an overcomer. I am going. I am God, you are strong within me. And he makes a difference. He makes a difference is what he does. But sometimes we need to build ourselves up, don't we, praying. Jude 1:20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Is your temple broken down? I see a lot of just, you know, people that have come to healing school and they've received some great miracles. And we've got these testimony cards. And please make sure that when you receive something, fill out these testimony cards. Because what does it do? It encourages others. It really does. It's an encouragement. And you think, well, it wasn't this really great miracle. You know, I mean, it wasn't like this impossible thing. Fill it out.
Yes.
Because God has done something that has gotten you out of that place where you were at, and he healed you. He made things right because he is faithful. He is a faithful God. So things might not be functioning as they were intended. Just remember, keep a watch over your mouth. Keep a watch over your mouth. King Josiah, what he had done, he had cleansed the land of idol worship. We turned to God and we became born again, didn't we? We gave our life to Jesus. What he had done, he had cleansed the land, he cleansed the temple of idol worship, and the people had turned back to God. But again, this temple had fallen into disrepair. So we've returned to God, just as we look at that, we've returned to God, we've been born again, but maybe we haven't taken care of ourselves as we should. Sometimes maybe we abuse our bodies by not eating right or not. Just repent, say, but be willing and say, Lord, I'm going to quit eating all that sugar. I'm going to, because you can feel it within yourself. I mean, that's a simple thing, but it can really play havoc on you. It really can, and it can really distort your mind after a while.
You mean sugar?
Sugar, yeah.
It's a drug.
Well, it is, but it sure does taste good. It sure does taste good. And I mean, you know, I'm not saying be so super strict with yourselves. You can enjoy a piece of cake once in a while, right. You know? I love a good piece of dessert. But you know, if that's all I put within my temple, it's not going to be good.
That's right.
And Israel had, they had idol worship going on in the land and in that temple. So everything had really fallen bad. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Josiah, whose name means Jehovah has healed.
That's right.
Jehovah has healed. He took it upon himself. He says, God, you are a good God. And we need to turn around. We need to turn around here.
Amen.
And let's turn back to the truth. We found the book. Let's turn back to that truth that's in that book. Let's recite it over ourselves. Let's speak it over ourselves. Let's put a guard over our mouth and watch what comes out of the door of our lips.
Amen.
Let's be careful with it.
Amen.
Let's not say it's hopeless. Jesus, you are my hope.
That's
let's, you know, always lift up the name of Jesus. Remember, we can worship. We can worship God. Praise filled that temple when those carpenters were working. But the very presence of God has filled us and filled our temples. John 14:23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He's with you. Nothing is impossible. Healing is yours. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, you live within me. You are great and you are awesome and you are mighty in power within me. Your power and your presence is within me.
Yes. Yes.
And speak that word over yourself.
That's right.
Find those healing scriptures and quote them over yourself. God. God is good. Are there any questions?
I just had a quick thought, Joanne. You know, what's so amazing to me about the carpenter is God gives me these awesome analogies. And the one he gave me concerning the carpenter is this. I had a guy that I could call in my home to do work for me. He was a master carpenter.
Right.
And one time he came to repair a toilet. And I told him, I said, boy, I wish I knew how to do that. And he said, well, come in. I tell you what, I'll charge you half the price and I'll teach you how to do it. And it was putting a wax ring in.
Yeah.
So I was like, great. So I went in and I helped him lift the toilet and empty the water and all of that, you know. And then I said, wow, that's amazing, because now the next time I need to have that done, I can do it myself. And that's what I think about the Jesus, the carpenter, mm-hmm. because not only do I have to call him, he's taught me how to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've given you power
yeah.
to tread on the lion and
yeah.
the adder, the
there
young
you
lion and the dragon,
there you
shall
go.
Trample underfoot. So now I can do it. He's
yeah.
taught me how to do it.
That's
and
right.
that's what's so awesome
yep.
about him.
Yeah, that's you right. Know? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
beautiful analogy, Doris. That is.
Yeah.
That, and he does it with you, though.
Yes.
He does
yes.
it with you.
That's
he teaches
right.
you and he does it with you.
That's right.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love that. I do. Anything? Any other questions? Are there any other questions or comments, concerns?
Good lesson.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
But remember, the price has been paid. The price has been paid in full. You can't earn anything else. It's all been paid in full. When something happens, you can't say, well, I got to be good
right.
to get this fixed. No, Jesus has paid the price. It's paid in full. Okay?
And plus, if anybody ever needs a wax ring put in, I can
there you go. There you go. Yeah. Carpenter Doris right there. You can have that one, Doris. Yeah. Amen. That's beautiful. But our carpenter is so faithful
yes,
to do the work
is.
Within us.
Praise God.
And remember, he's always, always available.
Always.
It doesn't matter when you need him. You might have to call upon him 10, 20 times a day.
Yes.
He's always there. He's always ready and willing to touch your lives, to touch your bodies.
Yes.
But just remember, as simple as it was, I just want to real quick just go over to Romans 10. How easy is it to get saved?
Yes.
Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Yes.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
How easy is it to get healed? Mm-hmm. Just as easy as it is to get saved.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You make a confession.
Yeah.
You say, Jesus, my trust is in you. Yeah. You take that word and you speak it over yourself. But you know that Jesus, the one that saved you,
mm-hmm.
is your healer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's healed you. Because we've been taught very well what salvation and what saved means here. It's not only just being saved from our sin,
mm-hmm.
but that sozo is our healing
mm-hmm.
and our prosperity and mm-hmm. our peace and our victory
yes.
and our wholeness.
Yes.
That's what we receive when we gave our
Glory.
Life to Jesus.
Glory. Amen.
And so we take that word, he has given it to us to use, and he doesn't charge for it.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
yours. Use it. And take it out and give it to others.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, remember the 3 points of healing school?
Mm-hmm.
How to receive your healing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's the next one?
How to minister
to
healing.
How to walk in divine health.
How to
minister to others.
Yeah.
When you realize, wow, mm-hmm. I've seen this happen in myself, and God is no respecter of persons, take it out to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, laborers, send out those laborers. The laborers
yeah.
are few, right?
Mm-hmm.
Send those laborers out into the harvest, because Jesus wants to touch people's lives.
That's right.
Joanne, you said that great when you said about the soteria there is salvation. So you could actually replace that word with the mouth confession is made unto healing.
Yes.
With the mouth confession is made unto prosperity.
Absolutely.
It's all in that.
Amen.
Absolutely. It's just that easy.
Confessing whatever you
need. It's that simple. Now, but some people get discouraged, Gail, and they say, well, I said it, and I still feel this way. Well, I remember when I got saved. I didn't always feel saved.
Come on now.
I didn't always feel saved.
There you go.
I thought, why am I having those bad thoughts? Why do I have that desire for that thing that I'm, you know, used to do? And you feel that drawing back. You know what? It doesn't mean I wasn't saved, but I kept walking in His Word, kept taking His Word, kept going to church and learning, and kept receiving from Him. So you might not feel like you're healed, and you might get discouraged. Well, I prayed, and I didn't see any results. You keep saying it, because the truth is, you are healed.
That's
the truth. You really are healed.
Yes, yes.
We've received everything, like you said. By the mouth, confession is made unto my healing. Confession is made unto my prosperity. I'm speaking it. Now, I know we can't act stupid. I can't go and spend all of my money and expect to be blessed. And, you know, I mean, we have to, you know, watch what we're doing, of course. But can I have the prayer ministers? But God is faithful, just like those carpenters. There was no accounting needed. They didn't watch over them day and night because they were faithful. He says they dealt faithfully. And our God is faithful.
Yes, He is.
He is faithful. Jesus is a faithful carpenter. And He will come and He will fix whatever has gone awry, whatever has fallen into disrepair. Call on Him. And he will heal you. Is there anybody here today that really feels like you've been fighting a battle? Because it seems like this is what we've been going through here. There's just been some real, you know, we've been fighting battles and we're victorious. We are victorious. But sometimes those things, it's like they just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And you really feel like you need a victory. I want you to come and when we're dismissed, come and have one of these prayer ministers pray with you in that prayer of agreement. If it is a healing that you've been waiting for the manifestation of it, stand in agreement with one of these prayer ministers. Agree on that word. Where two or more agree in my name, there am I in the midst. When you come together in the name of Jesus, He is right there. And honestly, when two or more agree, it's me and Jesus. We agree. Mm-hmm. We do agree.
Amen.
Me and Jesus, we agree. Because mm-hmm. He is our healer, and His power is strong within us. Yeah. Remember, you're the temple. You are the temple. All those other temples, they were temporary edifices, temporary structures. But yet, they were a place for worship. They were a place to receive forgiveness. A place where the power and the presence of God was seen. So let us see the power and the presence of God that lives within you right now.
Amen.
He's going to do something really awesome and mighty. I believe that.
Yes.
There's nothing impossible with God.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing is impossible. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I want to thank you for what you are doing even right now and what you are about to do. Thank you, Jesus. You are a healer. And you have healed our bodies already. Jesus, you're the master carpenter. You're the creator. You have formed us and you understand our frame. You understand every part of us. So Jesus, we submit and we give our bodies to you right now. And we receive healing power flowing through our bodies right now. In Jesus' name, thank you for what you did for me this morning. Thank you, O Lord, for how you healed my body this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Your power is real.
Yes.
But it's love.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Make sure if anybody has a prayer, you need somebody to pray with you, come forward, okay?